As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
In this day and time, stereotypes are the false descriptions for all of humanity. James T. Deshaies is the author of two great poetry books that attempt to describe life from a male perspective. It has been a common belief that men are unable to put into words their deepest feelings and spend most of their time focused on the surface of what life means. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and Passion, Desire, and Contemplation take you on a journey that has very few travelers. Mr. Deshaies has opened his heart and spirit up in ways that few have ever experienced. The depth of his poetry will have you reading his books and poems over and over again. You will find yourself using his passages to describe your own feelings to your family and friends. It is now time to put aside your thoughts and feelings related to the depth of men's thoughts and delve deeply into the words of James T. Deshaies. Once again, he will put an end to your thoughts that men can't translate their heartfelt spirit into words. Both of these books will allow you to find comfort in the reality of the heart of men. You will spend hours trying to embrace the way men want to love and display their passion to the women they love. Don't be fooled by those books that create love through words of lust, vulgarity, and unhealthy displays of sexual activities. You will discover the types of words that will allow you to rejoice in the future of what love truly means to men. Your book clubs and families will be able to discuss these words without fear. No one will have to leave the room. Both of these books can be purchased at jamestdeshay2.com and lulu.com. Feel free to reach out to the author at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, you know that I'm happy and pleased to be here with you and to be given the opportunity to share my opinion about a lot of the things that impact our lives now and in the future. It's important for us to stay on top of things and make sure that the world knows exactly what our opinions are and the direction we want our country to go in. Today, we're going to be talking with Dr. Ruth, who's here to let us know that there's a book inside of all of us and that we need to do and take the steps necessary to produce the kind of books that are able to help all types of people. And that our story is that our individual stories are very unique and they come with a lot of wisdom, and we need to be prepared and ready to bring those books to reality. How are you doing this evening, Dr. Ruth?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me back on your show, James.
As always, Dr. Ruth, I just know that you bring so much to the table when it comes to letting people know that they can bring to life those things that are captured in their hearts and in their spirits. And we all need to be given the freedom to delve into ourselves and release all that information that's kept within us. So I just enjoy bringing you here so that you can just help us to realize that there are ways to make these books come to reality without us thinking that we have to do all the work ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, last time, I guess about a week ago, I spoke about the seed. Like so many people say, you know, there's a book in me. I've got to write it one day. I'm putting it off. I don't know how to start. And so briefly, just to review, I explained when you have a seed, you know that there's something burning in your belly. Chances are that's God saying, get this book out of you. And so I suggest this seems to be a foolproof way that works with me. And I'm the author of 3 books, so I know it works. You start with a little notepad and you just get captures of words. Carry it with you kind of like a baby. It's with you in the bedroom, the bathroom, the car. Everywhere you go, you have this little notepad. So you want to talk about something about your life. You're not exactly sure. As you're living, a couple of words will come to you and you'll say, oh, wow, I remember when I was 7. That was important. Jot down 2 words, nothing fancy, no sentence, no nothing. And you just be surprised in about 2 weeks or so, you're going to have a stack of these little pieces of paper. They look like nothing. Lay them out on your kitchen table, and then it's going to come to you what you value most. Because I mentioned 7, I'm making this up. At 7, I have like 5 little snippets. But when I was 21, or when I got married, or when I went in the service, or when some catastrophic accident happened, I got a stack of them. Then let me start there. Take that little stack, now sit at your computer, block out everything else, and you're ready to write. Take the little stack, don't worry about grammar, don't worry about the order, just write, 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 write. And as you take one stack and flip it to the next, you have the beginning of a book, just like that. Now, it's terrible so far, it's not a book, but what you have is the beginning. That is where we pick up tonight. You now want to get a hold of either an editor. Let's say you can write well, and you have your words, and they're in a pretty good shape, and you say, I think I have an outline enough to make chapters. I know where I want to go. You always have to start with the end in mind. Who do I want to write for? You can't just write indiscriminately because your book will go in circles and it won't be something people want to read. But what's my message? Is it a message about getting myself to God? Is it a message about a happy marriage? Is it a message about you can do this? I survived something. Did you have an illness? Whatever is in your life, there's your book and you know what you want to do with it. Now, an editor will correct stuff in the book. That's I can edit. An editor will, and I'm not the only one, certainly. An editor will look it over, make sure the grammar is perfect, and an editor will pick up things like, you just said Jim is dead. Who's Jim? Oh, the author forgot to introduce Jim. You know, sometimes you're so close to the book that you think you told every single thing about Jim, but you really didn't. And so an editor will pick all that up, and you will be almost living with your editor. You go back, forth, until the editor and you are on one page and you have a really good manuscript. Now, let's say you can't find your words. I got this book in me. I've taken a lot of notes. I wrote at the computer. I went to the computer. I have them, but they're in such bad shape, they don't make sense yet. You need a ghostwriter. A ghostwriter is a ghost. A ghostwriter is someone who can write the book, but that particular person takes your scraps of paper, has conversations with you, looks at what you've been able to type, and says, okay, I think I see where you're going. I think I know what you want. And so the hardest thing for me as a ghostwriter, which is also, by the way, the most rewarding thing for me, is to get inside the head of the author. How do you think? How do you feel? How do you write? What do you express yourself with? And then I add, I like to think that you have the recipe and I can bake the cake. But I can't bake without your recipe. That's why I'm a ghost. So then I help go back and forth again. I'll write. Go ahead. Sorry.
And there's so much satisfaction.
I'll write words.
There's so much satisfaction in getting that book out and getting your assistance and getting it down on paper because you don't know how or what kind of impact it's going to have on the general public. But you do know that it's the start of a legacy when you're making your words, putting your words into the written form.
That's right. And you mentioned legacy. One of the authors coming up is talking about breaking generational curses through writing, believe it or not. Do open, honest, candid writing about whatever is the issue. Some persons have survived terrible ordeals like cancer or being shot. Another one of my authors tonight. Everybody has something that someone else needs to read because they will be empowered by your story. So you find yourself an editor or a ghostwriter, and you work in collaboration to birth out that book. Very important. Yes.
Now, how do you keep those people you work with, how do you keep them on task? How do you keep them moving forward so that they reach their final goal and destination?
That is a wonderful question. Well, most times people are on fire and they really want to write that book. So when we finish, like let's say we sit, if you're local, we can sit. I have some out-of-state people, we talk by phone. But if whichever way it is, after we agree on chapter one, we move to chapter two. We love chapter one. I've captured what you wanted to say, or you did it, and I edited it. And we keep moving. So maybe if I'm meeting with you, and some people talk to me, and that's how they write their book, that's okay too. And you sit right with me, and I scribe while you speak. So when you leave me, we set the next appointment. That's so important. That means we don't just say, I'll call you, or I'll get back to you. We always have another appointment, either on the phone, by mail, email, or in person. And that keeps people moving. Once in a while, someone gets a little slow. You know, life gets in the way of living. And so they say, I know I have an appointment, but can we move it for a week or two? I'll do that. But if it looks like another week or two, I'll write an email or call and say, hi, this is your conscience. That's your conscience kicking you in the butt. And sure enough, everybody, I have not lost an author. Everybody who starts, finishes, publishes, and sells their books, makes their money, gives their message to the right audience, and somebody needs it. So we have a perfect track record here.
And what do you think about this environment that we find ourselves in? Because there's so many people needing so many different things that there really isn't. There really is a lot of space for a lot of different stories because people are going through so much.
You're right. And you know what I find as I work more with authors? I have 17 published authors. I'm so happy. And all of them have a story that somebody is excited to read. And I'm working with 11 at the same time. I'm still at 11 some kind of way. But what happens is, sometimes people, you know, you go through life and you say, nobody has my story. No one has ever experienced, or no one grew up like I grew up. And the truth is, there are many people out there. You just don't know them, and they just don't know you. So once you take that brave step, and some people have like a dirty past, you know, I don't know if I want to write this. I mean, I'm a changed person now, but oh boy, if I go back. And so I will say to them, go back. And don't be ashamed. Write that story, because look at who you are now. When people read your story and see that you've come from, oh my goodness, what I was to what I am, all they can be is inspired. They're not going to judge you, because they're going to look at you now. And they might open up and say, oh, you know what? My life was just like your life. So that's how I keep people moving, keep people inspired. I have a lot of energy, as you can guess, and I can pump up lots of people because it pumps me up in the process.
Yeah, and it's so important that we know that. I just know that if I wrote 10% of what goes through my head, there would be a lot of great pages on paper, and there's an unlimited amount of information, the things that we think about, the things that encourage us, the things that the obstacles that we fought through. They're just an endless amount of information in our minds, and we just have to not allow that information to be lost.
That's right. That's right. And when you hear from these three authors tonight, you're going to be amazed at the journeys that they have taken and what has brought them to the place that they're at. It's just fascinating. Completely different people. In fact, never met each other. But through me, I know them all. And they have reached audiences that would never be reached if they didn't take that brave step and say, I'm going to write this. I'm going to tell it. I want this thing out. And they're doing very well, all three of them.
All right, we're going to take this first break, and we're going to come back and allow you to introduce the first author this evening, and then we'll continue our conversation.
All right, thank you.
Just a thought, James T. Deshay. The significance of our lives is found in the level of commitment we have to greatness. Our Creator has planted the only seeds we need to rise above the level of mediocrity. The world needs all of us to rise above the norm. The enemy of humanity is in the wasted greatness that resides in those that refuse to care and fertilize their personal seeds of greatness. No solutions in life's problems can be obtained without individuals being willing to bring their seeds of greatness to reality. There are too many dreams being left in the graves of the disenchanted. The joy and peace of the world should not be put at risk by our reluctance to work toward our legacies. Our families and communities need the value of all the treasures that exist within us. No blessing should remain unnurtured. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This show is here for your voice to be heard loud and clear. It is important that we do what is needed to make sure that people know what our opinions are, and this is the platform to make that possible. please call in at 657-383-0309. Also, please visit my website at jamestdeshay2.com. That's jamesddeshay, the number 2.com.
Shannon Brown is a wonderful woman, a Christian woman, hardworking woman, mother, wife, and we met and became friends right away. She took a brave step in writing a book called Breaking Generational Curses, and I'll let her tell you what that title means and why she wrote the book and how you can get in touch with her. So, Shannon, all yours.
Yes, hello. As Dr. Ruth said, I wrote the book Breaking Generational Curses, and for years I actually walked around feeling ashamed with fear, different spirits just tormenting me. And because I knew something was not right in me, I was seeking God in desperation to heal me. And once God started working on me, I'm like, I want this feeling for everyone, this release for everyone. And so God repeatedly laid on my heart to write this book to reunite my family because I knew that my family had been going through some things as well, molestation, drugs and alcohol. I mean, we had been through so much, and I wanted that same release for my family members as well as I wanted to break that generational curse to not go down to my children.
How did it manifest in you that you realized that it was a generational curse?
Well, actually, my sister and I had started talking at one point, and some things had started coming out about my relative touching my sister inappropriately and then touching me inappropriately. And as we talked to him about what he had did to us, he explained to us that someone had did it to him. So God had laid on our heart to forgive him because this thing was a generational curse. It had been passed from him. And then not only that relative, but my mom and my grandmom, as we opened up and started talking to each other. And not only that, my sister's daughter had been touched inappropriately as well. And I'm like, Lord, this is a generational curse. Over four generations have had these same problems, these same spirits. They have to stop.
And Shannon, tell them what has been the success in terms of the brave thing that you did. What has happened to your family?
Well, my family has been freed of the actual spirits. My daughter was not touched with molestation or, you know, inappropriate touching. God has healed my sister of 21 years of crack cocaine. She walked around, doing crack cocaine for 21 years because of that inappropriate touching. She stuffed it, and she used crack cocaine to mend that hurt when we all know that crack cocaine can't, you know, mend a hurt. It's only Christ who can heal you from that. And 21 years of that, as well as fear no longer torment myself. My daughter even wrote her story in the book and was depressed for 7 years. No longer depressed. I mean, God has really healed us. We're walking around and we're whole now. My brother, even suffering with schizophrenic, is in process of healing. So God is doing miraculous things in the family because of this book, because we opened up and told our stories. And we want more people to open up and tell their stories and receive healing.
Now, do you think that in also along with your healing, what is your thoughts about those relatives or those friends, those people who cross the line? Does your healing require punishment?
Does my healing require punishment?
Right.
No, actually. Really, we walk in agape love now. What we experience now is we don't have conditional love anymore because before the healing, we actually, you know, we would do things for each other or say things and we would expect something in return. Now we're free. We don't expect anything from in return from each other. We have no bondages that the enemy is holding us in. We can come to each other and we can have adult conversations if something is bothering us at this point. I will say to you that it wasn't free because it took time to sit down and write this. Dr. Ruth being the ghostwriter, we came together, we told our stories every Sunday. So it did take time as well as funds, but not punishment.
Well, I guess when I ask, when I say punishment, you know, there's those who feel as though they may not get the relief they need unless that person who created the issue is somehow brought to justice. So I guess I'm asking, should we seek to have our relief given to us by God, or do we want or need a man to get involved in these personal tragedies?
Well, we don't want a man to get involved in these personal tragedies, and I can only speak for, you know, my family. In our opinion, my relative had suffered enough, as well as the person who violated him. They had suffered enough. What we were looking for was freedom to be set free. The statute of limitation truly had ran out on, you know, them being punished anyway. But God said, if you forgive him, you'll be free. Forgiveness is for you as well as the person. So really, it was more about
him.
Go ahead.
And certainly that's true, but in this day and time, we're in an environment where everybody is looking to somehow punish people who have caused them pain. I mean, you are very well aware of what Bill Cosby is going through now in his late 70s as a result of people suggesting that he crossed the line. And so a lot of times when men are caught late in their years, people are still looking for there to be a man-made punishment.
But again, forgiveness is for you, because when you haven't forgiven someone, you have anger and you have bitterness and resentment built up in you as a person, and that causes sickness. Anytime the mind is not at ease, it causes diseases in the body. Stress takes a hold of the body, you know, and I don't want to walk around sick, and I really don't want anyone else to walk around sick. Freedom from Christ is what I want for everyone. I wanted it for myself, and I want it for my family members and everyone else. And that's what God wants for all of us, and I want what he wants for his people.
Wow, that's beautiful. True, too.
Okay, Andre, you're with us. What are your thoughts about what you've heard?
Well, marvelous Monday to everyone. And, again, Dr. Ruth, thank you for bringing these authors. And to this particular author, Sister Shannon, I believe it is.
Yes.
Just thank the Lord for blessing you and using you and the courage that you had. You know, I was just thinking as Dr. Ruth was talking about ghostwriters and what that means and how you go about it and that type of thing. And I was just reflecting back when I was a little girl, just little, playing outside and end up sitting on the steps of the porch. I guess I didn't have anything to do to play or whatever. And I just thought that, man, wouldn't it be good just to write about, you know, just growing up. And I never did pursue that. But in this particular case, you had a true purpose and reason that was just at you and just gave you the strength to, again, as you said, not only bless yourself, but bless your family. And we don't know how many readers will be blessed by that. So I want to say thank you for having the courage and telling your story and breaking those generational curses, because at any given time, different people are dealing with different issues. But just to have the courage to get your story out, I know in most cases I've heard when people are victim or in situations that it's not positive, when they speak out, that's when the strength comes. You know, the longer you hold it in, try to hide it, and you're right, that would just make you sick. But once you have the strength to speak out and let others know about it, that's when things start to change. So may the Lord continue to bless you, and thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
Shannon, give them your contact information, too.
I'm sorry?
You want to make sure you give your contact information, how people can reach you for breaking generational curses or even to speak.
Okay. Yes, my book can actually be purchased on Amazon, as well as I can deliver the book. My phone number is 407-538-7702. I'm on Facebook, Shannon Brown, as well as Instagram. I am Shannon Brown. Please reach out, and I'm available.
All right, Joyce.
To speak.
Joyce, do you have a comment or a question you'd like to ask?
Actually, no. I just came in late, so I'm going to listen for a while, so thank you.
Okay. Do you, Ms. Brown, do you feel as though that you're going to write another book? Will this be? Will there be a sequel to this, or is there another subject you'd like to cover in your next book?
Actually, Breaking Generational Curses 2 is on the way. Hopefully, it will be out December. God has also blessed me to be married to my husband of 28 years, and we've been through some things, too, so we're writing Love and Marriage as well. So I have two more books on the way.
Awesome, awesome. So we got things to look forward to.
Yes.
We're going to take another short break, and we'll come back and continue our conversation related to the authors that we have today. We have two additional authors that we're going to speak with today and get additional information, and we look forward to having them share their thoughts related to what they have published.
Can't explain this feeling.
Just a Thought by James T. Deshay. The destination of one's life is not determined by where they are, but by where their heart is determined to go. It is important to look past the present and dream about your future. The value of your internal spirit remains the same throughout your life. Once you take your first breath, the measure of your future is unlimited. You only need to take one positive step after the other to get out of your present situation. Always know that there is a helping hand prepared to assist you along the way. Keep your head and your eyes facing forward to see the hearts of those ahead of you. The path they suggest will always be better than the issues that are behind you. The Creator that protects us all will never move from where you last left him. He is patiently waiting for your return. God invested in you from the outset, and now it is time for your value to rise. Don't doubt that which has been there from the beginning, your ability to turn your dreams into reality. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, the radio show where your voice needs to be heard. The show is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. Please visit my website, jamestdeshay2.com. That's jamestdeshay2.com. Also consider purchasing both my books, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. They can be purchased at my website or at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. I look forward to you being a part of my audience. Call in every day at 657-383-0309. This is James T. Deshay, your host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. Dr. Ruth, would you like to introduce your second author?
Yes, I certainly will. This is Noreen Evans Bishop, and she will tell you her very personal story of how at her lowest point she got a vision to put together a thing called the Glory Call and the Real Men Call, and she'll explain that. And that is the impetus behind the book Oaks of Righteousness. So, Noreen, you have a lot to talk about.
Well, good evening. Thank you for having me on. And Dr. Ruth, I appreciate the inspiration to actually do my first book, Oaks of Righteousness. And yes, it was actually birthed out of a lot of brokenness. Listening to Shannon's story, it clearly states that many of us have books in us. And then yet there's a lot more that could be benefited from that, the healing process. For me, it's a little differently. Even though it was during a broken time, one of my desires a long time ago was to reach 1 million women. And through my brokenness, we started the Glory Call, which is a early morning, 5:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Good Morning Jesus Call. It's just 30 minutes. Where we give God the first fruit of our day. And then from that birth, a year later, the Real Men Call. And this book here, Oaks of Righteousness, when we think of an oak is strength. And being inspired by my friend also, Dr. Ruth, to put a book together, I'm thinking, oh, well, this could be a lot more difficult than what I thought it was going to be. But, you know, when I looked at, we had everything in place, looking at an oak that represents strength, and for us spending our time together every morning, 7 days a week, it's totally voluntary. And people call from all over, Virginia, lots of Florida, Orlando, St. Pete, West Palm, Georgia, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, because it's by invitation only. And what we've done over the years for our 10th year, we've been inspired to put a book together. And so the book is made up of, filled with personal life-changing stories, from all of us on the call. It really wasn't all of us, but we have about 42 stories there. It's an easy read, but it talks about, you know, we're just one big oak tree. All of us in oak, we have strength. And even listening to Shannon, I can truly say, reading the stories of the storytellers in Oaks of Righteousness, there are even more books that can be published.
And how long did it take you to put all these thoughts together and give you, what gave you the initial incentive?
Well, I had a good, Dr. Moon was my editor, and that makes a big difference. I think personally, prior to meeting, just like I'm sure anyone, if this is your first time writing a book, we have a lot of preconceived notions that unfortunately are not true, or it's not as difficult if you get a good editor. So for me, sitting with her the very first time, I saw it. I just saw it. Because it was already in me, and what made it easier, I believe, is because we wanted it to be the Glory Call and the Real Men Call book, getting people to share their stories, and I learned a lot about the people. Obviously, we're on a call 30 minutes every morning. We don't talk. It's just, giving God the first part of our day. So being able to write the book and see it and get the stories together was such a pleasure. Once I met with Dr. Ruth, I saw the book. And that's what's amazing. I believe that when people begin to meet with the right people and get the connection, as you can hear, as she was telling some of the mechanics of getting the book started, it works just like that. And for me, it's been a joy. So when I started it, actually communicating and writing and getting people to tell their story, it became more than what I thought it was going to be. But it was not difficult at all. And a lot of pleasure, so much that we're into going into Oaks 2.
And Noreen, tell them what happened when you went to work and people found out you had a book.
Well, you know, I didn't realize how, it wasn't that important on my list, but my job, I was writing a book. I did it on my time, and I'm very disciplined. And so when the book came out, I have my HR department, my boss went into the senior management and said, "We have an author on staff." Because, of course, it's on Amazon, and it just went wild. And so, and my story is in here also, which is the last story in the book. And it was just one of the many stories that we have. But the book is just made of people, and we also give the storyteller's name and also where they're located, because it's that unique. And somehow I think some books can cross over, but yeah, that's my job. It's like you're doing an interview, and so now I got to do this interview about the book, and it just become more than what I really thought it was going to become, especially for them. Never thought they would be interested, but it does change, I guess, when you become an author.
Do you plan on doing more books?
Yes, we actually are going into Oaks 2. For us, it originally started, again, that morning call. We meet once a year because most of us don't know each other, and so we get to meet each other once a year. This year was in New Orleans, but we've been to many different places, and it's all voluntary. So by Oaks 2 will be out then. But it's going to be a little bit different, than this. But it will have some testimonies and stuff in it.
Dr. Ruth, can you tell us what it does for you as you assist these new authors to publishing their first book?
Well, I tell you, I'm older than just about everybody. Well, then everybody, I think, that I've been writing with. So I'm kind of like the mama figure, or I like to think of myself as the seasoned stew And so I come at the things from that perspective. I use a lot of wisdom and a lot of heart. And so I feel like they're my children, you know, and that when they're successful and they reach their audiences with their respective stories, like I was at the Glory Call reunion and the electricity and the excitement that was generated by so many people who said, I'm in the book. I have a story in the book. And actually a few of those have spoken to me about writing a whole book. That little story was a piece of me, but I got so much more. So just like with Shannon and the next author that you're going to hear, it's amazing how many people have walked the same places that you've walked, except you thought it was only you. So Oaks 2 is going to be even more powerful because there's so many incredible things coming out of these women who are on the Glory Call, and the men, and the real men. So, yes, for me, it's just pure joy.
And I...
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to add about Oaks 2 only comes because of you know, a continuation. Many people are like, well, we didn't get in the book. What happened? You know, I got a story to tell. But the other thing is I had books in me prior to being inspired to do this, clearly had titles, and just put it on the shelf. Well, they're off the shelf now. So that's the one thing when you do your first book, you find so much about yourself that you didn't know was there. And I do believe it's important to get it on paper, get it out there. You don't know who you will touch or who will be, you know, interested. We just published it in May to make it available to June, and, you know, about 200 books out already. So it's without doing the book signing. And I do like the fact that I would say one of the things I did learn is Dr. Ruth is making it an easy read. The text and the things like that mattered a lot.
All right, Dr. Ruth, would you like to introduce your last author?
Yes, yes, I certainly would. This is actually a mom and a son, and it sparked through Shannon's book. You talk about a small world, or where do I get my clients, my people who ask me to write? Well, there was a friend who was connected to Shannon's story who I met, and she said, you got to help me write my son's story. And I met her son. Her son is a quadriplegic. He just turned 31 years old and was shot in the back of the head when he was just 20, just turned 20. And I'm going to let Teresa, the very devoted mom, super mom, and Antonio, who is just a living testimony to God's grace, I'm going to let them tell you about their book, Only the Strong Survive. Only the Strong Survive. Teresa, Antonio, go ahead.
Yes. Hello, how y'all doing today?
Hi. My name is Teresa Longshore Jackson, and I'm the mother of Antonio Longshore.
Tell us about, where did you get the title?
Oh, the title came from when I first got shot, and I woke up in the hospital, and I just wanted to let my mom know that I was a grown man now, and I just wanted to tell my story. I came from a dramatic incident that happened to me, and I just wanted to turn it around. And the name popped up when me and my mom was having a conversation. And so that's where I got the title from, Only the Strong Survive.
And tell them what actually happened to you.
Yes, I was in I was chilling one night on the corner with a couple friends, and it was a drive-by shooting.
And where were you shot?
I was shot in the back of the head and left for dead on the corner.
Were these people you knew?
Well, I went to school with the guy that shot me, but I didn't know what had happened. I was just chilling with a couple of friends on the corner.
Go ahead, James.
What is it that
you want the world to know? How should the world benefit from hearing your story?
I just wanted to tell my testimony and let the young youth out there know that what goes on out there in the street in the real world is no fun for nobody, and that the streets don't care about you. And that if I can just help one kid, that's, I feel like my job would be done.
Bless you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And as a mother, what is it that you feel that you want mothers to know from your son's story?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank God for everything that he's brought us through. And I just want to say to the mothers, you know, it's no matter how they're raised, I mean, or what you do in life, you know, it's always something out there to deter them. But we never gave up. You know, it was times when I did want to give up and I just wanted to let everything go. But God stepped in the midst, and that's what encouraged us today to go forth. And I want to give a big thanks to Dr. Ruth. I really love you for everything. You stuck with us even when I wanted to give up so many times. But, I mean, with God, you can do anything. And that's what came out on the top of all of this. God was in the midst of all of it.
Mm-hmm. And I can add something, James, that I wanted to just add briefly. His book doesn't just talk about the incident. You really fall in love with him and Mom because they're just a family, and you get to get into the lives of the family, and then there's that should have been a fatal shooting, but God didn't let that happen. And most recently when the book came out and copies of the book came, and Antonio is in a nursing home facility. He's been there for a decade, and, of course, I went to see him, and his mom wrote a beautiful note to me in the book she was giving me, and Antonio put his thumbprint in it. He can't move his limbs, well, not a lot, although he's starting to do that, but his thumbprint, and you know what? I cried. I just cried because here was this inspiration. When I get up and think, you know, my toe hurts. No, it doesn't. There is nothing braver than this young man. And the book details his journey from not being able to move, talk, say, you know, nothing, just his brain is working, to the person you see today. And even though he is a quadriplegic, Antonio, he is so thoughtful and has so much to say. And he wrote his book, and I was the ghost behind him. But he wrote his book using his mind, his mouth, his computer, and his mom. It's a very tender story. Amen.
Now, was the person who did the shooting, were they caught?
Yes, actually they were, but to my understanding, without victims, without a witness, there's no case. So he only did 33 days in jail and was released, and he's walking the streets today. But, you know, overall, I got my son back. The Lord gave me a second chance with him, and I forgave him. My son forgave him, and I just want to go forth in life, you know. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, but overall, it gave me a sense of comfort. I changed my life. Antonio's life has changed, so, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Wow, now that is unimaginable that you were able to make that transition, that is inspiration in and of itself. Mr. Tillis, do you have any statements or questions you'd like to ask?
Yes, I want to maybe ask Dr. Ruth a question, but I'm so inspired by each of these authors and by Antonio. It takes, like you said, only the strong survive. It takes a person who really believes in God and has faith to, you know, survive something like that, and also to have that kind of spirit and attitude. One of the things I'm so inspired is that forgiveness. Forgiveness is the answer, and the fact that you were able to the mother and father mother and son to let go, I think that's really inspiring, because if we want God to forgive us, then we're going to have to forgive others. I'd like to get a phone number on Dr. Ruth, speak with her, because I'm writing a book, and sometimes I get stuck. And so maybe I'd like to get your phone number, but I would like to also, I want to support each one of you guys and purchase your book. And so I can also give you my number if you want. I don't know if that's appropriate, but I'm really enjoying this. I'm a financial advisor, and I'm doing some work right now. I need to do some work, but I'm so inspired by this conversation. And thank you again, Mr. Deshay, Dame Deshay, for being so diversified and bringing all kinds of different people to speak to us. There's all kinds of stories going on, and in African American community, we have this problem with incest, and nobody really wants to talk about that. But it's serious. It's been going on for years after years. It's been going on for a long, long time. So it's time for you to it's time for us to bring it forth. And a lot of people have been abused and misused. And I know I was it wasn't incest, but I was married to a woman at one time who was raped at age 24. She was a virgin, and it messed up her life. She's still messed up. And so we're gonna have to bring that to the forefront. Because that's serious. A lot of people are messed up behind that incest stuff. So I'm just gonna sit here and enjoy the rest of it. My number is 770-709-2016.
And let me just say that. Go ahead, say it again.
770-709-2016.
And say your name.
Tyrone with two N's. T-Y-R-O-N-N-E. And my last name is Tillis. It's T-I-L-L-I-S-S as in Sam.
Perfect. And Tyrone, I'll give you my email address, which is W.R. Baskerville. That's my last name, Dr. Ruth Baskerville. W.R. Baskerville, B-A-S-K-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, Baskerville, at AOL.com. And if you email me, I will give you the emails of the three authors, even though they can also call you by phone. They can do it any way they want
Real
to.
Good.
But I can also just be a conduit, and we can talk by email about what you want to do in terms of writing. And at the same time, I can give you the emails of the three authors again, and you can contact them and get their books. They are wonderful reads, everyone.
Yes, yes. Real good. I appreciate that.
All right, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back and continue our conversation.
All right. Contact information out there before the program is over.
I want to spend my life with you. Let me say something, baby. Since we've been together, loving you forever is what I
In this day and time, stereotypes are the false descriptions for all of humanity. James T. Deshaies is the author of two great poetry books that attempt to describe life from a male perspective. It has been a common belief that men are unable to put into words their deepest feelings and spend most of their time focused on the surface of what life means. Thoughts, love, and reflections, and passion, desire, and contemplation take you on a journey that has very few travelers. Mr. Deshaies has opened his heart and spirit up in ways that few have ever experienced. The depth of his poetry will have you reading his books and poems over and over again. You will find yourself using his passages to describe your own feelings to your family and friends. It is now time to put aside your thoughts and feelings related to the depth of men's thoughts and delve deeply into the words of James T. Deshaies. Once again, he will put an end to your thoughts that men can't translate their heartfelt spirit into words. Both of these books will allow you to find comfort in the reality of the heart of men. You will spend hours trying to embrace the way men want to love and display their passion to the women they love. Don't be fooled by those books that create love through words of lust, vulgarity, and unhealthy displays of sexual activities. You will discover the types of words that will allow you to rejoice in the future of what love truly means to men. Your book clubs and families will be able to discuss these words without fear. No one will have to leave the room. Both of these books can be purchased at jamestdeshaies2.com and lulu.com. Feel free to reach out to the author at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com.
Dr. Ruth, will you please give out all the information necessary for people to purchase the books of the three authors that you brought to us today?
Yes, well, actually, I think Shannon spoke about her Facebook and Instagram, but Shannon, if you want to say it again, and if Noreen Evans-Bishop is on the line, you can go next and give all of yours, and then Antonio Longshore. And if not, I have it, but I'd like to hear it from them if they're here, if they're on the line. So, Shannon, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Again, okay. The book can be purchased at Amazon, and as well as I can be Shannon Brown on Facebook, as well as Instagram, I am Shannon Brown.
Okay. And Noreen, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You can read
that.
The website is theglorycall.com, or you can email at office@theglorycall.com. We're also on Amazon. And yeah, okay. We have a number you can reach us, 888-255-0650, extension 8601.
Okay. And Antonio, your contact?
Yes, we're here. Yes, we're here. Antonio Longshore at 86@gmail.com. And we're also on Amazon.com. And I'm the mother, and you can reach me, Teresa Longshore Jackson, at 407-879-1726. And I just wanted to add, in the near future, there will be two more books coming, a mentoring book, and there will also be a book about my life.
Praise God.
Okay.
Praise
All
God.
Right. And James, just to add my own contact information, wrbaskerville@aol.com. I have a website, which is not the doctor, just ruthbaskerville.com. Ruthbaskerville.com will have the three books that I've written and published and everything about my services and my picture. So you'll get, and also there'll be my email address on the website, ruthbaskerville.com. Are these some fabulous writers, James?
Yes. Awesome. And I can't tell you how inspiring they are. Let me go to Joyce. Joyce, what is your final thought for this evening?
Well, my final thought is, Dr. Ruth, I'm ready to be your 12th client, your 12th storyteller, as far as getting the book published. You said that you were on the 11th person, and I'm ready to be that 12th person.
Wow.
So I will be coming to you to write my story. The last time you were on it, and said that I was in the midst of still writing it, but I am ready to begin. I would like to possibly email you first to give you a little background as to I'm going to need a lot of help with that. But
that's
I'm
okay.
I'm so filled inside that I'm about to burst, and I really need, where the young lady said, you need to let it out. I really do, but I need your help to direct me the right course and to keep me in the steps that I need to go. So I'm
okay.
To start. I'm just willing to start as early as tomorrow morning. I'm telling you. So
you just email me. I think the authors will tell you it all started with an email or a phone call or a hug. Am I right?
Right.
Yes, right.
You're correct.
Should I give you a little bit of background about what I'm thinking or where I'm at, just to tell
well,
you?
Yeah, when you email me, we'll and I'll follow up right away with you, absolutely.
Okay, that's wrbaskervilleaol.com.
Yes.
There's no periods in that, right? Nowhere.
wrbaskerville@aol.com. Nope, no periods.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Audrey, do you have a final thought for this evening?
Indeed, I do. I wanted to say, I was just thinking that each of these authors have such courage, yes. And, you know, it's just good to hear them in a good, positive place. I can only imagine doing the course of the they're writing about. Was very stressful, very discouraging, yet they have arrived. They had the strength to move forward. And not only was it healing for them, but again, it could take so many others. So we've heard so many times that, you know, time heals all wounds. But, I mean, just to hear you speak, I could still feel the passion and the emotional connection to each of the events. And I'm thankful to God for each of you, and I'm so thankful for the courage. And as Joyce prepared to write her book, I know it will be a bestseller. And, you have to remember that I think I heard one time there was a decade involved. You know, it takes time, but look at what the end result is. You know, the race isn't given to the swift, but it is given to he or she who endures to the end. So I thank you all for your endurance. Thank you, Mr. Deshay, for having this platform.
All right, Mr. Tillman, do you have a last thought you'd like to share?
Y'all just keep doing what you're doing. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you so much.
Just continue doing what you're doing. Just continue to be inspired. Your future is super bright.
Thank you very much. The favor of God is upon your life.
Thank you. And James, if I could make a final comment too. Do you notice that all three authors tonight are writing another book? There's something infectious about stepping over that first hurdle. It looks so big and the mountain looks so high, but all three of them climbed it, and now they're at the other side saying, wow, this didn't hurt. And they have so much more in them. Totally different people, different books, but all three are getting into the second book.
And that's so outstanding. We all need to, you know, I've written two, and I'm getting ready to work on my third as well. So I need to hear what other people are doing, so I'm continued inspired to keep my book and my legacy going with the material that God has given to me. And all the stories are so different, but yet so important. All right, I want to continue to thank all of you guys for your continued support. I want you to know that Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is always here to give you an opportunity to have your voices heard. It is important that we understand that in this day and time, we cannot remain quiet and on the sidelines. We have to be engaged in life and let people know exactly what it is we're thinking. And here on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, your voice can be heard loud and clear. So I look forward to having all of you back. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time. We'll be here to make sure that our voices are heard loud and clear.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to
let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away from you. For me, no time for moping around. Are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart in. Gonna live my life.
Just a Thought by James T. Deshay. The destination of one's life is not determined by where they are, but by where their heart is determined to go. It is important to look past the present and dream about your future. The value of your internal spirit remains the same throughout your life. Once you take your first breath, the measure of your future is unlimited. You only need to take one positive step after the other to get out of your present situation. Always know that there is a helping hand prepared to assist you along the way. Keep your head and your eyes facing forward to see the hearts of those ahead of you. The path they suggest will always be better than the issues that are behind you. The Creator that protects us all will never move from where you last left him. He is patiently waiting for your return. God invested in you from the outset, and now it is time for your value to rise. Don't doubt that which has been there from the beginning, your ability to turn your dreams into reality. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, the radio show where your voice needs to be heard. The show is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. Please visit my website, JamesTDeshay2.com. That's JamesTDeshay2.com. Also consider purchasing both my books, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. They can be purchased at my website or at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. I look forward to you being a part of my audience. Call in every day at 657-383-0309.